Something was wrong with the little girl. That was clear by the time she was 10 years old. There were rages and sullen moods. By the time she was 13, she was missing school because her anxiety was so severe. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, which is marked by periods of depression and irritability interrupted by extreme highs.
We used to refer to her as Jekyll and Hyde, actually, before we had any idea of anything.
That's the girl's mother, who we'll call Jane. She didn't want her real name used to protect her daughter's privacy. When the girl was 14, her parents split up, and the family's financial situation meant that the family used Medicaid for insurance. For Jane, that meant her daughter was on a year-long waiting list.
The only way we did get her to see the doctor in the county was, we had to hospitalize her, and she was the doctor on staff at the hospital she was in. We kind of got in the back door that way. We'd be lucky if we saw her every 2 or 3 months because, you know, the caseload was just so high. And there's just no doctors. There's no psychiatrist for children that take Medicaid.
The family is hardly alone. About half the children in Illinois are in Medicaid. Heather O'Donnell is with Thresholds, a statewide mental health service provider.
About 850,000 children will experience mental health conditions across Illinois. And it's access to care can be extremely challenging. We have psychiatrist workforce shortage, which is a national as well as local shortage, and oftentimes treatment is simply out of reach.
The result is growing suicide rates and increased rates of drug and alcohol abuse. Dr. John Walkup is head of child and adolescent psychiatry at the Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago.
Children who are anxious oftentimes fall behind in terms of their interpersonal development and their capacity to take on older adolescent and young adult roles in life. Young people with depression fall behind both socially as well as academically, so they have a hard time transitioning into a full, robust adolescence and young adult life. So the consequences of these conditions are substantial.
Walkup said the vast majority of mental health conditions, 75% to 80%, begin prior to the age of 18. Finding care in Illinois is a serious challenge. Sarah Moscato Howe is with the Illinois Association for Behavioral Health. She says that mental health services in general have suffered from a lack of funding for many years.
We can talk about the suicide crisis that's escalating. We could talk about the opioid epidemic. There's all kinds of things we are happy to talk about in a public hearing. When you get behind closed doors and you develop a budget, your priorities come out. And for the last 10 to 15 years, we have not been a priority in the state.
She says 85 of the 102 counties in the state have a chronic shortage of behavioral health workers, including psychiatrists, psychologists, and social workers. A big part of that is because funding to Medicaid providers doesn't stack up as compared to the rest of the states.
Our funding rates for services are so low. The rates for psychiatry are very low. So who wants to work in Illinois where the rates are lower? Then you add a subspecialty. Now you're talking about child psychiatry. And that's pretty much a desert across the state.
There is some hope, advocates say. As a result of the lawsuit, the state has entered into a consent decree that will look at ways to expand mental health treatment to kids under 21 in the Medicaid program. The state is developing plans for a program that encourages school districts to require screening for mental health issues along with school physicals. Dr. Walkup's project to train primary care providers to do mental health screening got a $15 million gift from the Pritzker Foundation. Improvements could make a difference in the lives of people like Jane.
The system is so broken. It's just awful. And I don't know how, if they'll ever be able to fix it, and hopefully they can, but something needs to change.